I deserve good things, and I'm entitled to my share of happiness. I refuse to beat myself up. I'm an attractive person. I'm fun to be with, and I'm going to do a terrific job today. And I'm going to help people, because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. Oh, when did you get here? Caught me off guard. Today, Pastor Dan is going to continue his series on lies that we tell ourselves. We've all told ourselves lies based on our past. And we have done some stinking thinking. For example, I used to believe I wasn't beautiful. But now I know the truth. I'm gorgeous from my head down to my toe. Today I want to talk to you about forgiving yourself. Some people know God has forgiven them, but they can't forgive themselves. How's that for stinking thinking? Not forgiving yourself is one of the worst things that you can do. So I hope everyone hears Pastor Dan's message today, because he has something important to tell you. Do you know why? Because you are all special, gorgeous people, and you all deserve it. And doggone it, people like you.
Thank you, Justin. Justin also does bar mitzvahs and weddings, and I could speak, you know, I could preach. So I know that Justin adds a little bit of a funny tweak to this series, but he does this on purpose, because I think there's a tendency for people to believe, and men, I'm talking specifically to you, who might think this series is a little bit too much like self-affirmation, you know, finding your inner child, dealing with your past wounds, finding healing from them, and it's a bit too much touchy-feely for some of you macho guys out there. So, but I want to assure you that being tough when it comes to this topic is not the answer, because the ultimate goal is to find the freedom that Christ is offering. The Bible talks about when we read it and we think, why can't I have that? Seems like they're so close to God and I am not. And this is an important step into bridging that gap. So welcome to our second week of the series, The Lies We Tell Ourselves. And I think it's important enough that I'm giving us three different ways to process the information. And number one is there's a Get More section at the bottom of the sermon notes. And ideally, you're supposed to kind of process those questions ahead of time before you come in the following. Now, if you don't do that, you could process afterwards or whatever. But to get the most out of the sermon, I actually give you that little section in there. Number two, after the service, after the last song, you're invited to come forward to receive personal prayer. It's not a scary thing. You don't have to say anything if you don't want to. If you want to, you can. And someone's just going to pray for you for a few seconds regarding this issue. And again, I've been kind of encouraging people to be challenging them. Say, you know, one of the 4 weeks, I am going to come forward. So that's my challenge. And finally, you've been hearing us talk about the accountability series. This is the next step beyond the series. This is a way to just further go deeper with some of those areas of growth in your life. And so we talked about those and indicate the interest in the bulletin this week. So anyways, so last week I explained that there are basically four zones we can find ourselves in. And once life hits us hard, we find it hard to stay in the top right zone, the I am flourishing zone. That's where we want to get, but most of us have a hard time getting there. And one of the reasons we have a hard time getting there is because of past wounds in our life and the way we told ourselves lies about ourselves regarding those things that happened to us. I'll explain all that as we go. We've been talking about, last week we talked about I deserve, and this week we're going to talk about I am unforgivable, next week I am less, and then last week we're talking about how to get that final zone, I am flourishing. Now, last week we talked about the I deserve zone, and that's people who tend to think that they're entitled to more than this, to more than what they're getting in life. And so they kind of become fighters, in life. You know, they're people who don't want to be wounded, so they're going to take control. They're going to be the strong one. They're going to be, if there's anybody that's going to have power, it's going to be you, because you're not going to be a victim anymore. And people like this are attracted to scriptures like, be strong and courageous. They like power. They like leadership. But they also fall into anger and pride. People in this I deserve category have a hard time forgiving others. Sometimes they have a hard time forgiving God. So that's last week. Now I want to move on to zone number two, the I am unforgivable zone. So let me tell you a story. There once was a pastor and a father, but he failed at both of those. So without ever speaking a word to his family, he left and lived for 30 years without any contact with his family. And when he died, his son Craig decided to attend his father's funeral. He went through his father's belongings, where he found all his old sermon notes, his confessions about his life, about how he abandoned his family. And on the father's daily prayer page, he found his name at the top of the list. Craig's father really loved his son. But he could not live with the guilt of what he'd done in his life. So he never came home, never had another word with his son. Craig said after the experience, he said, "We're all lost, and nothing is harder than finding home again." Sometimes the hardest thing we can do is to forgive ourselves. Now, some people, of course, in this zone have a hard time even understanding that they live there. It's so much a part of us sometimes that we kind of carry this little grudge against ourselves because we won't forgive ourselves. It's like we carry this wound, and it's like almost a sense of like pride. But it hurts us. It hurts us. It's like living with this chaotic roar in your ear rather than a melody of grace that God so much wants to give you. Do you live with a little reminder of how bad you are? Is it underneath everything you do? Most people in this zone have a hard time really functioning in a healthy way in society. Oh, they might keep up the pretense in public to a degree, but more often than not, they look for every chance to escape, to hide. They're lonely. They're often reclusive. Because their life is so dominated with worry and fear that the more action they have with people, the more the worries and fears they will have. So it's easier just to go home and be safe. They hide. They hate change. They cling to safety in their life. They love scriptures like Psalm 46:1, which says, "God is our refuge and our shelter, an ever-present help in trouble." Now that is right where they live. Oh, thank you, God, for that verse. But scriptures like Matthew 16:24-25 scares them to death. When it says, Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it. Whoever loses their life for me will find it." Man, if you're in that zone number two, if you're in the I am unforgivable zone, this is hard to hear. It's so counterintuitive to a person who longs for the safety. This is a zone for people who want life to be really easy. So they haven't dealt with life and all the wounds that they've been given in their life growing up. They haven't dealt with it by striking out against them like the fighters, like last week people. These are the people that said, okay, yep. These people are not fighters. They're like continual victims. Yep, I'm bad. Yep, I can look this and this and this. I did that. Yep, I deserve it. Deep down, they want to hide who they are. Deep down, they have a sense of guilt, controlling every action, every inaction. They blame themselves for the hurts and wounds around them. Too many lives that are now shaped by their issues. It's hard for a person of guilt to understand forgiveness. I know I was talking to a high school student last year at the Impact Club that I lead at the high school. And this girl is not really a Christian. And she told me that she once took a page out of the Bible and rolled it up in, for her marijuana. And I said, you can be forgiven for that. And she said, no, no. That was slapping God's face. I can't be forgiven. That's too bad. That's too extreme. I'm like, no. But the person who carries guilt, they're not sure that they even should be forgiven. They have a standard. They have a decision they've already made about themselves. They don't really feel like they deserve to be. And for some of them, not all of them, but for some of them, it's a good reason to feel sorry for themselves. They walk through life with this sinner label, you know, embedded in them. And it keeps them from flourishing. It keeps them from using their gifts. It keeps them from taking risks. It keeps them from feeling God's grace in their life. Oh, woe is me. Woe is me. I'm such a terrible person. Jody read that scripture this morning, Romans 8:1. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You should read that to yourself or say that in your head every hour of the hour this day. Because it will take you a long time to get that embedded in your brain. Most people carry guilt they don't need to carry. Let's look at the life of Jesus and see who he forgave. He forgave a tax collector. You know what tax collectors were? They were people who robbed from their own people and became rich. He forgave the adulterer who slept around. He forgave her when no other religious leaders would. He forgave his friend Peter who claimed he would never deny him and then did so three times. He forgave the thief on the cross next to him. At the moment when Jesus was in the most pain, the most torture of carrying everybody else's sins, he forgave the guy next to him on the cross. I hate to say it this way, but maybe it will make the point clear. If you still carry your sin with you, especially if you already claim to be a Christian, and you put yourself on the cross because you want to take the punishment yourself, you tell Jesus, sorry, can't accept your sacrifice. Can't accept that. I have to carry this myself. You'll never understand 1 John 14 when it says, this is how love is made complete among us, that we can have confidence on the day of judgment. And in this world, we are like Jesus. We are like Jesus because of the cross. Not because of what we do, but because of what he has done. The sacrifice of Jesus leaves no room for feelings of guilt on the part of a believer. It's a feeling, but it's way more than a feeling. It's a choice by God to forgive you through his son's sacrifice. It doesn't make what you did right, but we forgive ourselves because we have been forgiven by God. Isn't it time to trust God to do what he said he would do? So let me ask you, what are you carrying with you? What guilt from your past do you still not fully trust Jesus to forgive you for? What have you done that you've always thought was beyond God's grace? Or maybe, for some of you, it's that particular thing because it was just too bad, like the girl with the ripping the page out of the Bible and smoking. But for others of you, it's not the one thing. It's just the plethora of it. It's the mini list. It's like too big of lists for God to forgive type of thing. Too many things you have done. See, you can ask people, did Jesus Christ die for your sins? And all the Christians will say, yeah, he did. But they still carry it. They still carry it. They know up here that Jesus has forgiven them, but they haven't really got it into their soul. Are you not worth? Are you not worthy of the riches of God's mercy? God says you are. God says you are. It's time to give it to God fully. It's time to nail it to the cross. If you want to discover the freedom that we're talking about, you can't hold back. You can't hold that onto that. You've got to just say, God has made me clean. It's time to move forward. It's time to leave the past behind you. It's time to be vulnerable with what God has done. Now, this is an old movie, and the context is not very good for what I'm about to say, but there's an old line I just couldn't get out of my head. It's from a movie called Meatballs by Bill Murray, starred in it. And it's probably not a great movie, and I don't recommend it, but there's a line in there. At the end of the camp, he's getting them to say, it just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. And I feel like that's what God wants to say to you. When you bring your junk and you ask God for forgiveness, and God says, yes, I will nail this to the cross, then God is yelling to you, okay, now, it just doesn't matter what you've done, what you did. It just doesn't matter anymore. Can you say it with me? It just doesn't matter. If we can't take hold of this basic message of Jesus forgiving our sins, we are never going to flourish in life. We are never going to live with the freedom that God has for us to live. I'm not talking about cheap grace here. I'm not saying, okay, I'm free now. I can do whatever I want. That's not freedom. You're just going to go put yourself in chains again. And you have to come back here and... I'm talking about we don't be good because we have to be good for God. We are trying to live good because of what God did for us. It just doesn't matter. So, to close the service, we're going to sing a song like we always do. And, of course, you have two options. After the song is over, there's going to be no benediction. You can stand up and you can leave quietly. Or, if you would like, we have people prepared. If you would come to the front couple rows or the altar, whatever you want to do, we have people prepared just to offer you a simple prayer of God's forgiveness in your life. If you want to explain your story, you can, but you don't have to. Come to the altar. There is a tremendous power in prayer to having someone else be the representative from Christ and say, you are forgiven. His word through another person, you are forgiven. Males pray with males, females with females. But before we have that song, I would ask us to pray as a group. So let's pray. Lord, we each have wounds in our life. These wounds are not the problem. The problem is how we reacted to our wounds. And for some of us, we carry a guilt. We can't get rid of it. And it affects everything we do, and there is a sense of condemnation that we haven't let go of. Lord, I don't want to hide. I don't want to retreat into my little hole, hiding my guilt and my condemnation. So, Lord, I ask for your forgiveness. And I ask that, Lord, after I receive your forgiveness, that I would forgive myself. And I would understand, Lord, that it just doesn't matter anymore. It just doesn't matter any. In your name I pray. Amen.